This audio entry is a compilation of continuing coverage reports from 2011. On May 31st last year, two Iraqi men living in Bowling Green, Kentucky, were indicted by a federal grand jury for planning to aid and carry out terror attacks against U.S. soldiers in Iraq. We broke the story on that day and provided a four-minute feature report that same afternoon. In the weeks and months that followed, we provided court updates, coverage of news conferences which suggested that the men should be tried at Guantanamo Bay instead of Bowling Green, and the eventual change of plea that resulted in one of the defendants pleading guilty to all counts. Thank you for listening to this abbreviated compilation of our reports.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Two Iraqi nationals who had been living in Bowling Green are under arrest and are facing federal terrorism charges. The two suspects are accused of trying to provide material support to terrorists and to al-Qaeda in Iraq. Dan Modlin has more in this report.
The Department of Justice says 30-year-old Wad Ramadan Alwan and 23-year-old Mohammed Sharif Hamadi have been charged in a 23-count indictment. Federal authorities say Alwan had boasted to a confidential human source that he had used improvised explosive devices against American troops for several years in Iraq, and the FBI has reportedly been able to identify two latent fingerprints belonging to Alwan on an unexploded IED found in Iraq. U.S. Attorney David J. Hale.
These charges relate to conduct that occurred in Iraq and also conduct in the United States regarding their attempt or conspiracy to aid al-Qaeda in Iraq. It's important for all Kentuckians to understand that any terrorist or would-be terrorist who thinks that they're going to avoid detection by seeking to live in a small city as opposed to a major metropolitan city, that they would be mistaken in that approach, because they're going to face the same determined, well-prepared joint terrorism task force in the Western District of Kentucky that they would face in any major metropolitan city.
Alwan and Hamadi allegedly delivered money and weapons under the mistaken belief that the items would be sent to al-Qaeda in Iraq. The weapons, according to authorities, included sniper rifles, plastic explosives, and two Stinger missiles. Prosecutors say Alwan also tried to supply machine guns and rocket-propelled grenade launchers to terrorists. None of those weapons were actually delivered, but instead were carefully controlled by law enforcement as part of the undercover operation. Betsy Fries is a special agent in charge of the FBI Louisville division. She says she was very pleased with the collaborative effort that led to the arrests.
For the Joint Terrorism Task Force, collectively, you know, the Kentucky State Police, Rodney Brewer, has provided significant resources. Chief Doug Hawkins has been a partner in this case from the beginning all the way down to during the arrest. He provided the police department there as a facility for us to stage and actually affect the as a command post back there. John Aubrey, who's the sheriff of Jefferson County, Chief White with LMPD, the U.S. Marshals Service here locally in Louisville, it's really been a collaborative effort.
U.S. Attorney Hale says it's very important for the community to understand that this is not an indictment against a particular religious community or religion, but instead it's an indictment that charges two individuals with federal terrorism offenses.
Dan, we absolutely want to make clear that the Department of Justice in this office prioritizes the investigation and prosecution of civil rights offenses. And we take very seriously any reports that an individual or group is targeted because of their ethnicity or their faith background.
Authorities told WKU Public Radio that at this point it's unclear why the two suspects chose to reside in the Bowling Green area. A June 8th detention hearing has been established in the case. That detention hearing will take place in Bowling Green. Reporting for WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin. 30-year-old Wad Ramadan Alwan and 23-year-old Mohammed Sharif Hamadi are charged in a 23-count indictment returned by a federal grand jury. They're accused of attempting to provide material support to terrorists. Federal authorities say Alwan allegedly supported efforts to kill U.S. troops in Iraq and had attempted to ship money and weapons from the U.S. to insurgents in that country. Neither man is charged with plotting attacks within the United States, but the Department of Justice says each faces a potential sentence of life in prison if convicted of all the charges in the indictment. Alwan had lived in Bowling Green, Kentucky since April of 2009. For NPR News, this is Dan Modlin in Bowling Green, Kentucky. WKU Public Radio has learned that the judge in the case has ruled that it should be categorized as complex. That means a six-month period will be granted to the prosecution to file all discovery in the case. In a teleconference yesterday, the judge also set a September 2nd deadline for procedural motions from the defense. He has not yet ruled on a defense motion to suppress evidence obtained through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Wad Ramadan Alwan and Mohammed Sharif Hamadi face life in prison if convicted on all counts. The case has also drawn controversy as some congressional leaders from Kentucky and some local officials call on the Justice Department to move the case from Kentucky to Guantanamo Bay.
Senator Mitch McConnell is calling on the U.S. Justice Department to send the two Iraqi nationals arrested recently in Bowling Green to the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. The two men are facing a 23-count federal indictment for their alleged attempts to send cash and weapons to al-Qaeda in Iraq. A spokesman for the Department of Justice says hundreds of terrorism-related violations have been tried in the federal court system in the past 10 years, and no judicial district has suffered any sort of retaliatory attack. An attorney representing one of the defendants says the men were legally in the country and should receive the same rights as other people who have come to the country legally. However, the Senate Minority Leader says there's no reason not to use the facility at Guantanamo Bay for this particular case. He spoke with Dan Modlin of WKU Public Radio.
One of the defense attorneys has suggested that these individuals came into the country legally and therefore should not be considered enemy combatants. How would you respond to that?
Well, it's certainly possible to try foreigners in U.S. courts, but you don't have to. There's no requirement that a foreigner in the United States, particularly if he is determined to be engaged in terrorist acts, and particularly if those acts were actually overseas, there is no requirement that you subject a community like Bowling Green, for example, to all the heightened security problems that come with having a terrorist trial. We've been down this path before. Remember, the Justice Department wanted to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who organized the 9/11 attacks in New York in a regular U.S. court. There was an explosion of reaction against that in New York, obviously the most liberal community in America. So they decided to leave KSM at Guantanamo. We set up 3 or 4 years ago military commissions for the specific purpose of trying captured foreigners. We have courtrooms at Guantanamo. Guantanamo is a state-of-the-art jail, perfect place to incarcerate these people. No one has ever escaped from there. So the defense attorney is correct that you can try foreigners in U.S. courts. The question is whether you should.
Speaking outside the Warren County Fiscal Courtroom this morning, Senator McConnell responded to those who have criticized his call for moving the terror trial to Guantanamo Bay. McConnell says members of the public are concerned about the upcoming trial, and he says public opinion should matter to the U.S. Attorney General.
I'm here on a subject I know a lot about, talking to people who are going to have to deal with the impact of this, and I hope they'll choose to express themselves about it. It appears as if community reaction is not irrelevant, and that maybe it could actually change the course of this.
Attorney General Eric Holder criticized McConnell's position on the issue in a speech last night. Eric Holder stressed that there have been 400 terror-related cases handled in federal court, and there's no reason to move the Bowling Green case to Guantanamo Bay. But Senator McConnell says a quick check of those 400 cases revealed that there are few similarities to the Iraqi national case coming up in Kentucky. The Senate Minority Leader says the case in Kentucky involves two individuals who are charged with carrying out attacks against American forces in Iraq. He says that means the suspects are charged as enemy combatants.
This is about whether or not this trial should be in a regular U.S. court. These are not American citizens. They are not entitled to the protections of the Bill of Rights. They're not entitled to be in an Article III U.S. court.
30-year-old Wad Ramadan Alwan asked for a hearing so he could plead guilty to all 23 federal counts he was facing. David J. Hale is the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Kentucky.
He acknowledged that he built and placed numerous improvised explosive devices aimed at killing and injuring American soldiers in Iraq, and he admitted that he tried to send numerous weapons from Kentucky to Iraq to be used against American soldiers.
Alwan was arrested along with Mohammed Sharif Hamadi in May. Prosecutors say Alwan is facing life in prison and sentencing is scheduled to take place in April. For NPR News, I'm Dan Modlin in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Again to the judges, thank you for listening to this compilation of our continuing coverage entry for 2011.